I absolutely love an analogy, and I've been bringing a few to this channel for, you know, recently. One about how your voice is like a bike, how your voice is like a computer, how your voice is like a car. Actually, I've not done that one yet, but that's going to come soon. Anyway, today I wanted to give you a little bit example about some of the things that are important about your voice that you may not be thinking about, because so many people don't have the voice they want, and they consider articulation to be the thing that's going to help them sound better and be the voice they want. But articulation is just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm going to get into that right now. Hi, my name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And today I'm going to tell you how your voice is like an iceberg. So as we all know, the tip of the iceberg is just a small amount that we get to see of the whole size of an iceberg. It's just the part that's visible on top of the sea. Now underneath, of course, they go down way, 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 way down deeper. And it's like the foundation. And there's so much more to this kind of tiny tip. And so I wanted to tell you a bit more about the foundations of your voice and how it builds up and why articulation is just a small, minute cherry on top. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And so this is how I kind of see it working. I've split it up into five parts. So we've got posture. This is like the part that's kind of hitting the seabed. This is the lowest part. This is the thickest, most important thing. Because your body, when your posture is aligned and correct, your body, your mind and your body are in balance. And it doesn't happen if you're, you know, if you're tense or if you're kind of working a desk all day and your posture starts, you know, if you've got an arch in your back or if your shoulders are hunched over, you know, your body is your instrument. And if your posture is out of alignment, you will never make the sounds that you want to make, whether that's articulation or anything else. You can be articulate, but you're never going to be able to drive the voice the way that's going to throw those words forward and actually resonate and meet people. So posture is so key. And this is just about, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do yoga. You don't have to go to the gym, but you can make changes to the way you work, to the way you live, to the way you sleep, to the things that you do every day unconsciously that can put your body out of alignment. So it's just something to think about. This is, for me, the core. Once your instrument is correct and aligned, then your body works in harmony and your voice will just be so much freer and fuller and able to communicate for you the way you want it. The next part of the iceberg, which builds on top of the posture for me, is relaxation. Because tension kills the voice. Tension is no good either, you know, from your legs all the way up to your head and your ears and your throat. Tension in one place causes tension in another. And again, it's just about your body being out of alignment. So if you have better posture and everything's working for you, you're more likely to be less tense because your body is functioning and able to kind of combat, you know, tension. But sometimes if you're doing something that's quite physical or you do have slightly bad posture, finding a way to relax is a great way to help reset your body. And relaxation allows movement on the inside of your body, which allows for more dynamics and flexibility, which allows for more sound to resonate and flow freely. And now with your voice, you really want to be looking at flow and being able to use it freely without effort, without tension, without stress. Because when you're pushing and being more aggressive with your voice, that's when you start getting troubles. That's when you don't have any longevity, because you're going to come across problems and issues. And so relaxation here is key. The next part of the iceberg I'd suggest would be to find space in your body and lengthening. Now, some people might call this stretching, but personally I find that's a bit aggressive. But when you think about exercises such as yoga and Pilates and things that kind of work the body more gently than just, I guess, CrossFit or something like that, you can think that you're not really stretching, you're just trying to release and suggest length in your body and space in your body. This is why yawning is such a good exercise, because you can actually feel space happening in the back of your throat and down here. And the whole idea of breathing properly and opening up your intercostals and allowing your diaphragm to move down is creating space for air to come in. And when you can open up and create space for air, you use that air in order to create words, in order to create sound that, you know, formulate as words and articulate as sound. And so by finding space and length in your body, you'll be more relaxed, it'll be better for your posture, and your voice again will flow more freely and you'll have more dynamics and able to express yourself in, you know, more varied ways. And on top of that, I'd build that it's less of a physical thing now and more to do with confidence. But here's the thing, if you have really good aligned posture, if you're relaxed and you have length and space in your body, you're going to be a lot more physically confident. And if you're a lot more physically confident, you'll be a lot more psychologically confident, because you'll have an instrument that works for you and your voice will be produced so much more naturally and freely and easily. So you will feel more confident because the rest of the world will respond to your physicality as confidence, and they will hear confidence just because they believe you are. And so everything you do will then get reinforced as being confident, whether you're, you know, under-articulating or not. So this is like where authority comes from. The freedom to choose your actions. And so when you speak from the heart and you speak truthfully. And again, this is, you know, starting off with posture and then into relaxation, into your lengthening and space. And so confidence will come, but if it's not, that's something to work on next. Choosing your attitude, putting your actions and focusing on the outside world as opposed to worrying and thinking inwardly about yourself, okay? And then we get to the C level. And then we get into articulation. So once you've got all these things, posture, relaxation, space, lengthening and confidence, then the tip of the iceberg is articulation. That's the very final thing you need to worry about if you want to improve your voice. Hopefully this analogy has worked for you and you understand how it is, and hopefully the diagram made sense to you as well. Thank you for watching. My name is Darren Muggistay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.